Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Poor one for me. Actually, don't. After watching that last week, Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All of our guests on the Goodyear Hotline. Key, you were the first group. They were the imitators. The original Super Bowl Bucks parade came courtesy of Key. And you were saying that you don't remember being that, inebriated.
No, I was just tired. I was tired. But from the time the parade ended to about 3 to 4 days afterwards, headaches every morning. I mean, it was just, you know, headaches every morning. Run it back again. You get 2 hours of sleep, let's go again. I mean, they did it right. I don't know. Everybody keeps saying they was drinking beer because Bruce Arians had the Bud Light in his hand.
Left hand, yeah.
I'm like, no, nah, man, that beer ain't going to do that to you. I don't give a damn what nobody tell you. You drinking something else.
That's Everclear in the beer.
Man, he was drinking something else. I don't know what that something else was, but they were drinking something else outside of beer. They mixed a whole bunch of stuff.
That's fair enough.
Jungle juice.
Yes, they had some sort of chaser, that's for sure. And everybody now chasing the Bucks as a Super Bowl champion.
Zubin, I'm telling you, that's what's going to happen to you when we get out of this quarantine, man. We go in day drinking.
We're 6 to 10. 6 to 10, so they got to get the day drinking
in. We're doing it, Key. We're taking Zubin out. We got the whole VIP table. We got everything locked up in Vegas.
Jeez.
Here's the thing. The Vegas odds on the Bucks repeating, pretty darn good. We're going to get into it in a second, but let's have a little bit of fun. By the way, all the fun is over for Brady. If you saw on Instagram after the celebration, the trophy toss, which we'll get to in a second, everything that happened, he posted a picture on Instagram over the weekend of him and Alex Guerrero, black and white, very...
But wait, yeah, hold on,
walking
man.
Walking onto the field, ready to go again.
Hold on. I saw that. The first thing I said, well, aren't you having surgery?
Right, knee surgery.
Yeah, so I don't get... If he's having surgery, how is he going to be working out?
Fair enough. It's about mentally getting ready for the next one, Keith.
I mean, I guess. Whatever.
All right. So speaking of that, whatever might be a good way to describe this, at least as far as Brady is concerned, because he's got some bigger concerns, like his knee, like getting back out there with Guerrero, adding some free agents. Lorraine Gross, probably never heard of her, probably never will hear of her again. She's the daughter of Greg Gross, the guy that essentially, with his work, Tiffany & Company, the acclaimed jeweler, helped create, modify, bring to us the Lombardi Trophy as we know it, right? The sort of pedestal and then the football perched on top. And you saw what Brady did, as I mentioned, completed 2 touchdowns to Gronk in the Super Bowl, 1 to AB and 1 to a boat about 5 yards away. We'll call that a slant pass. We'll put that in the box score. Lorraine, the daughter of the creator, saying, Tom, you're having too much fun and you're disrespecting my dad.
And it takes a lot of work, a lot of hard work, a lot of hours go into it. It just really upset me that this trophy was disgraced and disrespected by being thrown as if it was a real football. I didn't sleep for the past 2 nights because of this. I was that upset because I know the passion that goes into this trophy and how my dad and all his fellow silversmiths are so proud to make this. I personally would like an apology, not just to me and my family and the other silversmiths, but to the fans.
Huh?
I apologize for Tom.
Sorry for throwing this trophy, and I've won 7 of them. I don't understand how we get to this point. I know everybody has their say, but wow.
She must be like a Kansas City fan. Gotta be.
I completely agree that Tom should issue an apology.
You sound like a Kansas City fan. Yeah, are you a Kansas City fan?
Yes, you are a Kansas City fan.
Exactly.
So
sound like a Kansas City fan.
To her, I think he should apologize to me because I've been sad since last Sunday. So,
man, come on, man.
We need apologies. Apologies all around. Apologize, Tom.
By the way, silversmith, a cobbler, like what is this, the 1800s? Yeah. Like, I've never heard of these things.
I don't even know what would prompt somebody even to put that out there in the universe.
That was not from Saturday Night Live. That was actually a real soundbite courtesy of Fox 4 there in Tampa.
He should apologize because he tossed the trophy from one boat to the next. Whatever, man. People just...
Why is he apologizing to the fans? He brought them a Super Bowl title. Key, I want you to apologize to Bucks fans for bringing them a Super Bowl title, all right?
I didn't have anything to do with that.
Hey, I'm Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin this morning from That Incoherent Babbling to More Incoherent Babbling. This is the Super Bowl Parade. Bruce Arians, Levante David, Chris Godwin, Shaq Barrett, and Ndamukong Suh. If the kids are in the car, don't worry. We've already put the earmuffs on for you.
I made time for my home. I appreciate y'all. I want to be back. I love to be back. I love to do it again.
Your ass ain't going nowhere.
Tampa was good. We deserved it. We worked hard all year.
Your ass ain't going nowhere either.
Yeah, we ain't going nowhere.
We got Shaq and we got Ndamukong Suh.
And no, your ass ain't going nowhere either.
I ain't just saying that. I mean that. We gonna do it again. Y'all feel that?
No, you ain't going nowhere either.
So the question is, you ain't going nowhere, but Levante David could go somewhere. Chris Godwin could go somewhere. Kiwi, see it all the time. Teams that win Super Bowls never come back the way that they're currently constructed because everybody else is going to cash in. Everybody's going to get more opportunities, more money. But the Bucs seem very bullish that they can bring back a large core of this championship team. Is it feasible?
And if I gave you what they were drinking, you think you Johnny Carson too?
We got to wait till we're in Vegas. We got Jason. We got to wait till I'm in Vegas.
It's you know they're having fun. They're, you know what was it? 48 hours after winning or something like that. Right. They're having fun and they're you know might have a little tipsy going on there. And so it's just out there just talking. And the reality of it is you're not going to be able to sign everybody back. That's just the reality of it. Right. You know you got a pecking order and you start at the top and you try to figure out how to get to some of the most important pieces. It wouldn't be a shock if they didn't sign an AB back, right? Even though AB was a good experience for them, good experiment for them. Yep. And then at the end, they may just say, you know what? That $1.5, $2 million number, we can use that on Shaq Barrett or Godwin or some of the other pieces that make all the sense in the world. They're not going to be able to sign everybody, though.
I feel like I would want to prioritize Shaq Barrett and Levante David. And when you talk about Godwin and Fournette, if I can make that work, I feel like Fournette, he had incredible stretch down the stretch, incredible run down the stretch. But I also feel like Ronald Jones is a really good running back that can help you there. Do you go after OBJ in the market? Keyshawn, is that something, you know, a trade that you can potentially put out there? There's still so many moving parts, but I feel like it starts off with Levante David and Shaq Barrett.
Yeah, but if you go give OBJ the money, why wouldn't you just give it to Godwin when he's healthy and OBJ's coming off of ACL and you got to give up draft picks? It just let's try to sign the guys that we can sign that's on our team first, our own free agents, and then let's address the draft, and then let's address the opportunity to maybe bring others aboard via trade, things of that nature. Because there'll be people in free agency that they'll have to sign that you may not even be thinking about, the third corner, the fourth safety. The fourth safety may decide that his opportunity to get on the field is better with the Philadelphia Eagles at a better number than it is with the Tampa Bay Bucks. The Tampa Bay Bucks may decide that third right guard is better somewhere else, and they may draft a guy in that position because the cap number is lower. So you got all these little moving parts to build a team for the next season, and we just kind of sit and wait. But the number one priority is Shaq Barrett. It's the number one guy.
He burst onto the scene. I don't think anybody could have thought he was going to be the player he was when he was in college. He has just burst onto the scene with a couple of different teams.
Well, he's had 27 and a half sacks over the last 2 years for the Tampa Bay Bucks. Mm-hmm. 19 and a half in 2019, and then 8 sacks here. Another 3 sacks in the postseason for them.
No, he's been outstanding. Let's run through one at a time the fellas that Jay mentioned, because this is very interesting. The Bucks have a lot of layered situations going on. And by the way, to Key's point, let's throw an audible out there. Let's make this morning's poll question, where should J.J. Watt land? We have some callers waiting to go, but let's just throw it up. 888-ESPN, 888-729-376. Where should J.J. Watt go and why? Tell us why it makes sense for him to land in the spot that you want. Okay, first thing, Leonard Fournette. Things are creeping out after the Super Bowl. And Key, as you've said it before, things just have to go right. We were talking yesterday as a group, and you just said sometimes things just come together for teams. It's not magic. Sometimes it's just your time. Rick Stroud, Tampa Bay Times, great columnist for the Tampa Bay Times, covers the Bucks. Essentially broke the story that Bruce Arians told him that Leonard Fournette was almost cut during the season, essentially because he was disappointed playing behind Ronald Jones, who obviously you saw had the extra gear in the Super Bowl. This is Arians to Stroud. I said, quote, "I said, this is your situation. It could change at the drop of a hat. This is to Fournette. Quote, but this is your situation. Either embrace it or you say, cut me. I said, what do you want? Because this is a very special team that you're a part of. I think you've got a feeling of that. Just see if you can hang in there to see what happens. And he did. And I'm really proud of him. And it all ended up working out for Leonard Fournette, Bruce Arians. They got the Super Bowl championship. He was a big part of their offense. Jay's other point, who else could they add to their offense to make it even more dynamic, to Key's point? If AB were to go, there's another wide receiver out there that could join. Our Jeff Darlington on Get Up a few days ago on his bowl prediction on a big name that could join the Super Bowl champions next season.
I'm going to say Odell Beckham Jr. And I'm going to say that because of the relationship between Tom Brady and Odell. Fully understanding that this would take a lot to actually make this happen. I say this because I could see going into this offseason with Odell being in a situation where it feels like perhaps he's more expendable to the Browns than he was last year, that perhaps Jason Light would take the call. But to all of these points, I'm also told that they really do like where they stand with Chris Godwin, with Mike Evans, with Antonio Brown, if they can bring him back. If something changes, though, that would be the one that I'd be watching.
Hmm, that's quite the name.
Yeah, that's a sexy name. $20 million a year. Are you willing to pay that when you got Chris Godwin, who knows your system, who's been there, who's probably going to come a lot cheaper than OBJ? And what are you getting? What do you have to give up to get OBJ? Are they going to, or are you thinking Cleveland's going to cut him outright? And so now he could sign with anybody once he clears waivers, and now you have a opportunity to not give up anything and sign him. So it just depends. You got a guy coming off an ACL. Where's his rehab? Where's he at? All of those sort of things. But the snap, crackle, pop will certainly be interesting. And can they deal with who he is as a person? Because he ain't changing who he is. I'm not talking about the Jay Howie try and sensationalize some of his antics, but I mean just his personality. Is that something that they want to deal with on a daily basis?
And that's why if I'm Cleveland, I'm sitting there and I'm looking at this whole situation saying, okay, we have OBJ here, but we got really far without him, and it seems like there isn't that same headache for Baker Mayfield to try to squeeze the ball to him multiple times throughout the course of a game, right, when he's just actually making reads and going through the progression. So depending upon what you can get on the market for him, if you're Cleveland, you have to be open to that, if that can be added value to your team.
It's a great point. Obviously, right now, he's still with the Browns. J.J. Watt is no longer with the Texans, released on Friday. He actually announced it. He beat Schefter to it. He announced the news himself. Adam's probably still mad about that. Smart. All right, so now smart move, right? Control your message. You guys have been saying it. This morning's poll question, we just thought of it on the fly here. You guys actually thought of it. I got some notes here on my screen saying people want to weigh in on J.J. Watt, so let's do it, whatever you guys want. Where should J.J. Watt land and why? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. You tell us. Key J and Z on Twitter as well. John in South Carolina, you're on ESPN Radio. J.J. Watt's landing spot is?
The Jacksonville Jaguars. I think they bring him in to bring some stability and some leadership to help with a lot of those young players on the defense. And then just build around Trevor Lawrence and bring a championship team to South Florida.
What do you think about that? Locker room presence?
They
need some help?
I'm good if I'm J.J. Watt. I ain't thinking about no damn Jacksonville.
Probably furthest away from the Super Bowl
than
anybody.
Yeah, man, I'm trying to go get a ring. I only got a couple years to play. I don't have time to be worrying about whether or not Trevor Lawrence can play. I'm trying to go to a team that got an established quarterback. You know a team – That's interesting, that's going to be very interesting and quietly.
Go for it.
Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah.
They need pass rush. They've tried it over the last couple years, whether it was Jadeveon Clowney, Ziggy Ansah, whether it was Bruce Irving. They need pass rush. KJ Wright, those guys can use a J.J. Watt.
And John Schneider, their GM, has been aggressive. Pete Carroll is a defensive-minded coach. It almost makes too much sense.
No taxes in Washington, too. Just, you know, when people like to throw around Florida, no taxes here. Like, well, Texas is the same for Texas, too.
Got to throw it up there. And, you know, hey, if Russell Wilson departs, you certainly need some – no, I'm kidding. You need some star power coming in. Patrick in California, you're on ESPN Radio. Good landing spot for J.J. Watt. Good morning, Patrick. You there?
Green Bay. I'm here.
What do you
great
got?
Show, guys. I'm saying Green Bay or back to Pittsburgh with his brothers, but he's chasing a ring. Green Bay.
And Jay, this from Patrick follows up on your point, right? Guys from Wisconsin played high school ball there, eventually transferred to play college football there. The old story about being the maintenance man at Camp Randall Stadium just adds to all of it. A homecoming for a team that yet again was at the on the brink of making a Super Bowl makes a lot of sense.
I mean, look, Zubin, I can't put a value on playing with your brother if that's what J.J. Watt decided to do and playing with T.J. Watt. I can understand that. But I'd much rather hitch my horse to a guy like Aaron Rodgers with the way he plays. And it's not to knock Ben Roethlisberger. Just, you know, look, and there are a couple pieces away for Pittsburgh. But it, just seeing what Aaron Rodgers needs and to add on to that, to be a part of that, being back home, I think that's an incredible opportunity.
It, you know, playing with your brother, yeah, that's great. Pittsburgh's not there yet, though. They may lose Juju Smith-Schuster. They don't have a running game. The quarterback is up in age, and they may part ways with him. So it's like, I'm not going over there to be in the same position I was in, make the playoffs, and go home in Houston. I'm trying to win. So when you start looking at the teams, the Seattles, the potential San Franciscos, depending on the quarterback situation, the L.A. Rams, the New Orleans Saints, the Washington football team, those are all kind of, you know, in my stratosphere of opportunities. The Kansas City Chiefs, I want to be in the mix. You know, you think about the Tennessee Titans and you have some familiarity with Vrabel as your former defensive coordinator. They did have a little bit, not great success with Jadeveon Clowney. It didn't work out there. They tried to sign him, so they brought him in. It didn't work the way they thought. But you got a guy now that you know fits in your scheme. These are the things that you want to do. And you say to yourself, okay, can Tennessee be an option? You also get back at the Texans if you go to Tennessee, right, and you do well.
Twice Zubin, a year.
Tennessee, no state income tax. Just saying it again.
Jeez. You love that when people start saying state income tax, 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 tax.
Because it always is applicable to Florida, right? Like that's the way, oh, here's added value. I'm like, there are other states where there's no state income tax, guys.
And the other thing I agree with you. And the other thing that Key said, it's the part and parcel. So even if you trade him to a team that doesn't look to be a contender, that team, their only move isn't going to be acquire J.J. Watt. No. Other teams are always going to be drafting guys, trading guys. So even if you put him on a team, that could be the start of your building block.
Think about Washington, though. Just think about that.
What
they got on that defense already, you add him there. If you go get a Deshaun and a couple other pieces, all of a sudden you right there.
Right, because they need a quarterback. They're going to be looking for a quarterback. You have veteran presence like Kerrigan. You have a young guy like Chase Young, and you add this guy. You're right.
Look at Seattle, who's been trying to get a pass rush presence for the last couple years.
Who says the right thing more, J.J. Watt or Russell Wilson? Drive you crazy. Who's the most PC guy on the team?
No. J.J. comes unraveled a little bit.
Okay. Yeah.
Here and there. He's not as PC'd as Russell. Russell's not as PC'd anymore as he was before. Kind of some things in his life have changed, and so he's
GQ
changed
cover.
The way he
GQ cover.
Yeah, so he's changed some things. Yes.
Go ahead and Google that. We talked about it as Jay unveiled it last week. Ricky's in South Carolina. J.J. Watt to where, Ricky?
Tampa Bay, and I'm a big fan of Keyshawn's. I followed his career. Keyshawn, it is great to be on the line with you. I played high school and college ball and never made it to the pros, but I'm a big Jets fan.
Appreciate you, man. Appreciate you. Bucks will be interesting, but you got priorities that you have to meet first. Is Sue a priority? What number can you sign Sue at? I think he made around $10 million this year. Is he less than that or the same as that?
Let me ask you, if you've won at the highest level, let's say you've got all the money you want like Watt, and you've got the personal accolades, and you're going to Canton. I know every guy is different, but how much of a haircut are you willing to take? The average guy that's a stud, like you or he was, he's got every box checked except the one. So would you take less?
Yeah, you're going to take less, but that less still has to fit into their overall plans. Everybody just assumed that J.J. Watt is going to take the minimum salary. It fits in everybody's plan. Hold on now. At some point, the minimum salary doesn't work for me.
Right.
And something's going to work for him, but it still has to fit into their overall scheme of things. That because even if he took the minimum, there's other guys that may be more of a priority at a certain position that you need that could take the minimum as well. So it's like I got five minimum guys. Which is more important, the right guard or the defensive end? The left guard or the defensive end? Because we got to keep the quarterback upright to deliver the football. So if we decide that we can't sign this left guard or this right guard or one of these tackles, and we sign J.J. Watt, now we're putting the quarterback in harm's way. Mm-hmm. Or if we decide that $1 million or so or $2 million that we're giving J.J. Watt in Tampa will not allow us to sign Godwin back, because that money could have gone to Godwin on top of some other money that we get. So it's all those little things that you got to do from a capologist standpoint, general manager structure, to be able to look at what fits where.
That's great. The Bucs have a cap guy, believe it or not. His name is Mike Greenberg. That's true. The Bucs cap guy is named Mike Greenberg. So he's going to have to figure all that out. Not as good as our Mike Greenberg. This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin coming to you live from above the Heineken River deck at Pier 17. On the way, is there anything that could be more important than protecting Patrick Mahomes for the Kansas City Chiefs? That's the question on QB or not QB. We run down all the signal callers in the AFC West and the biggest questions surrounding them. Next on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
He is the greatest football player to ever play. You know, and I can tell my kids I play with that man, and I'm just blessed.
We knew we were playing a great football team tonight, and we got the job done. So
it's hands down one of the greatest accomplishments in sports history.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do. Big, small, and when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
SportsCenter update. NASCAR needed something big to happen at the Daytona 500, something to catch people's attentions. In the right fashion, a complete long shot won it, and sadly, what many people tune in to see, a near last lap crash helped decide it. The long shot Michael McDowell wins. First win in 358 career starts. I would guess this one was worth it, though, since this is the Daytona 500. He had a fiery crash on the last lap, and that was the only lap, by the way, that McDowell led. That's the only one you need to leave. The last one. He wins the Great American Race. Anthony Davis injured in the Lakers' loss to the Nuggets. They have now lost Anthony Davis for who knows how long. And they lost for the first time in 8 games. 7-game winning streak comes to an end. The NBA's best insider, Woj, is going to be here in about, oh, I'd say 17 minutes or so. We'll ask him if he's got anything new on AD's injury. He's also got some breaking news regarding the All-Star game. He's all over it, and he's here in about 17 minutes from now. They're calling it an Achilles strain, by the way. If you're watching on television, you see him favoring it, walking off the court last night in Denver. Black history always on this date in 1999. Reggie White retired. The Minister of Defense, as they called him, the second all-time leader in sacks. But it was his impact off the field that allowed thousands of players that came after Reggie to feel the financial impact. And that would be, of course, because Reggie was the impetus for what they call unrestricted free agency. How much has that changed sports, especially in the NFL? Of course, he'll go down as one of the greatest unrestricted free agent signings of all time alongside Peyton Manning and Tom Brady. He spent his career sacking quarterbacks, but those two certainly benefited, those two quarterbacks did, from the work that Reggie White did. SportsCenter brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Spend your tax return wisely with Straight Talk Wireless. You can get a Samsung Galaxy A51 for $199. Plus, get the $45 unlimited talk, text, and data plan with no contract and America's best networks for up to 50% less. Tune out the nonsense. Tune in to Straight Talk. So here's the deal. That music means one thing. We're going full bore NFL. If you're just joining us this morning or new to the show, welcome inside. QB or not QB is as simple as it sounds. We'll run through one division, all the starting quarterbacks, and the biggest questions surrounding those quarterbacks in the division moving forward in the order of finish from last season. So if we're going with the AFC West, I mean, I think we know who finished in first.
Kansas City Chiefs.
Fellas, Adam Teicher, our Chiefs reporter, said it straight. Patrick Mahomes can do wondrous things if you give Patrick Mahomes time to do wondrous things. We saw he didn't have the time on Super Bowl Sunday. He had the toe surgery. Now the Chiefs, according to Teicher, need to toe the line and help his interior front.
If the Super Bowl proved anything, it's that the Chiefs need to start investing in their offensive line. They've spent little in terms of both money and high draft picks in those positions, and it's starting to show. They won't have a lot of money to spend this year and may get shut out of the lineman market in terms of the top free agents, but it's not a bad idea if at least one of their top two draft picks gets used on a lineman, preferably a tackle.
What do you say?
Well, I think they do have to address the offensive line, Zubin. When you look at the injuries that came up throughout the course of the season and into the playoffs, and in particular the Super Bowl, we all saw that he was harassed. He had over 500 yards scrambling around prior to throwing the football. Does that really matter? Yes, it matters a lot, because if a guy can't step up in the pocket and get it to Tyreek Hill now, then everything becomes a waste.
I know you have to seal the deal, and I know a lot of people love to kind of jump on and say, well, now Kansas City isn't going to do it. Like, just pump the brakes for a second. Their O-line was depleted. Get guys like Eric Fisher back. Rennie has a torn Achilles. How he would come back. I mean, also, Andy Reid was coaching in this game while his son was in the hospital due to a car collision. There's so many things that were going on during this Super Bowl. I trust and believe in the Kansas City Chiefs to be right back there again next year.
Two things. The return of Mitchell Schwartz is going to be great. There are people that believe he's the best player at his position in the National Football League. He didn't play for a long time. And, oh, by the way, I'm with Teicher on this. It's very important to draft the right player and the right tackle, because if you redrafted the tackles from this past year's draft, there ain't no doubt in the world Tristan Wirfs would be the first tackle selected. He was not. Wirfs graded out, believe it or not, as the best player in Super Bowl 55 on either team. The rookie out of Iowa shows you how important it can be to get that position right. Ask Tom Brady. Up next.
Las Vegas Raiders.
Still getting used to the Las Vegas Raiders. Is it going to be Derek Carr or not? It is time to decide.
Well, I think when you look at John Gruden has a sort of like this love affair with quarterbacks. He likes to bring them in, work with them for a year or two, get rid of them, bring another quarterback in. And I think so far Derek Carr has done a tremendous job at staying poised and continuing to build his relationship with not only the Raiders offense, but also John Gruden. But if something comes available that makes more sense, then I certainly think that John Gruden and Mike Mayock will certainly look at that. Will it be a mistake? In my opinion, it will, because I think you continue to build with Carr on the offensive side of the ball, because he's not the issue, Jay Will. It's the defense.
Agreed. Their defense is atrocious. But like every carousel key, you get a chance to get Deshaun Watson. Wow. Nevada. No state income tax. There you go again.
He had to get it in there. And by the way, that would probably stop the belly aching from Gruden. He always wants better quarterback play. I need another quarterback. Getting Watson would probably put an end to that discussion. Jason Fitz, the co-host of Spain and Fitz, weekday evenings on ESPN Radio 7 Eastern. Hardcore Raider fan. Essentially saying, if you can get you-know-who, go for it. Otherwise, same old Raiders.
Unless the Raiders have a real shot at Deshaun Watson, the answer at quarterback is simple. It is and should remain Derek Carr. Derek Carr has put up great numbers under John Gruden's system. He's gotten better every single year, and we've seen what he can do when he has the right weapons around him. Last time I checked, Derek Carr isn't a defender, and the Raiders defensively are trash. That's the reason this team continues to lose games. Getting rid of Derek Carr won't fix that. Unless it's an upgrade to Deshaun Watson, Derek Carr is and should be the long-term answer at quarterback for the Silver and Black.
And we mentioned that Gruden, when he bought his house, the plot next door, bought by Derek Carr, essentially saying, Coach, you may not be convinced yet, but we're going to be together for quite a while. Good story. We'll see if it has a good finish. Up next, it's a brand new era.
Los Angeles Chargers.
Key, they got a good young quarterback who's dealt with many different offensive systems, but now a defensive-minded head coach.
Yeah, and look, when you look at Justin Herbert, who, coming from Oregon, had two head coaches, three different offensive coordinators. So far, he's had two offensive coordinators with the Chargers, a defensive-minded coach coming over in Staley from the Rams. So it'll be interesting to see how they continue to develop this young man. Keenan Allen's there, Mike Williams there at the receiver position. They certainly have some offensive firepower. I see him continuing to grow, but he is with a defensive-minded coach.
I just want Justin Herbert to have continuity from the coaching perspective. I mean, that goes such a long way. I mean, how many coaches does Baker Mayfield have? Like, it's been so many things to struggle for going through that kind of change constantly. The more continuity for Justin Herbert, the more he's actually able to settle into that role and continue to become a star.
No doubt about it. Multiple coaches at Oregon, now his second in the NFL, Anthony Lynn and Brandon Staley. And see if you can spot the Sean McVay and Brandon Staley. He worked under McVay with the Rams as the defensive coordinator. His voice isn't as scratchy as Sean's, but if you just listen to the words, chip off the old block.
You have to earn the trust of a franchise quarterback. And there's so much in his game that you have to work on every single day, whether it's footwork, fundamentals, the mental side of the game, the physical side of the game, leadership in the locker room, poise in the media, relationships in the community. There's just so many things that come into being a successful franchise quarterback. And you know what you need, Shelly? You need a partner in doing that, somebody that can help you through that process and to that process. So we're underway. We have certainly work to do, and we're excited to get it done.
McVay special. You always got to drop the reporters. That's a Sean McVay special. Always got to drop the reporters, Damon.
Being in the community don't mean nothing if you ain't winning.
That's right. How many times have I heard him say, hey, Lindsay, for Lindsay Theory, our Rams reporter. Chip off the old block. Bringing up the caboose in this carousel/locomotive.
Denver Broncos.
Is it a lock? Drew starting under center in 2021 at the Mile High.
Much like these other teams in the National Football League that have quarterbacks, unless you can upgrade with a Deshaun Watson or maybe even a Matt Ryan to a degree, then he is the quarterback of the Denver Broncos. The Broncos receiving core was in and out of the lineup over the last year and a half. They've been banged up. I think you continue to develop with Noah Fant at the tight end position. You try to figure out what Melvin Gordon is and Lindsay at the running back spot. You get Sutton back off his ACL injury. So you start to put pieces together. If you can't find another big-time quarterback, then, yes, you stay right there and develop this guy that you felt good about that went 4-1 last year in 2019 down the stretch.
Yeah, I mean, by default, you stay with a guy like Drew Locke. But, I mean, he's not long-term answer. So I think, look, you're constantly looking in the marketplace for what the long-term answer is for your organization. And just think about the names in that division. Patrick Mahomes, Justin Herbert, super talented. You know, Derek Carr is going to be there. I'm not sure Drew Locke is in that upper tier of those names. Maybe down the road, maybe with the right grooming, but I still don't know if I see him in that upper echelon.
I would agree with you. I think the other thing you have to keep in mind is people don't think about this because they always just talk about the Cowboys and the Steelers and the Packers. Trust me when I tell you this. It's Super Bowl or bust all the time there. They're in the Lost Mountain time zone, so nobody talks about them. But they've played in 8 Super Bowls. They've won 3. I mean, believe me, the expectation in Denver is as high as it is anywhere in the NFL. And at this particular point, Locke isn't a lock to start.
Zubin. Bubby Brister's not coming through that door anytime soon.
No, but they did go 6-10 that season, so I hope he's not coming through that door after the back-to-back Super Bowls after Elway retired. Mark Schlereth, 104.3, the Fan in Denver, Monster Morning Show with my man Mike Evans, essentially saying it's time to look elsewhere.
The Broncos have invested heavily on the offensive side of the ball in recent drafts. First-rounders Noah Fant and Jerry Jeudy, second-rounders Cortland Sutton coming off an ACL injury, and K.J. Hamler have them primed to be an explosive offense. They just don't feel they have the right man in Drew Locke pulling the trigger. That's why the Broncos are so interested in getting into the Deshaun Watson sweepstakes. With Watson at the helm at the quarterback position, this offense feels like they can score 27 to 30 points per game.
And as Key has told us, that Denver Broncos, Houston Texans back and forth is pretty strong. Denver would certainly love it in this particular scenario. Key, I'm just going to reel off a couple of guys that have played for the Broncos since Manning retired and they made their last playoff appearance, which has now been a half decade ago. Trevor Siemian, not much there. Case Keenum, good in Minnesota.
Ouch.
Joe Flacco?
Ouch.
Brock?
Ouch.
Paxton Lynch.
Ouch.
Got to say that fast. The Lynch era was so fast. You got to go Paxton Lynch. It was
like ouch.
Yes. And to think the Cowboys wanted him over Dak Prescott. Do you remember that? Remember that in the first round? And then they settled for Dak at pick 135. I think that turned out okay for them.
Yeah, I think they might have fell asleep on that one.
Yeah. We'll see. But by the way, to Key's point, another tall quarterback.
You know, yeah, wasn't when you 6'5 or above, I'm looking at you differently.
So you like big quarterbacks, just not
yeah, when
too
you get
big
to be 6'5 and taller, they don't really – 6'5 might be the cutoff.
Keyshawn, J. Will Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. With more than 30 unique coverage options available, Progressive knows small business. Learn more at ProgressiveCommercial.com. On the way, the very latest on the Anthony Davis injury situation and – the All-Star Game coming to the ATL. The NBA's best insider is next. Keyshawn, J. Will Zubin on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
No, it's not for the Lakers, who lost for the first time in eight games last night, and maybe now the loss of Anthony Davis for an undetermined period of time. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. The NBA's best insider joins us on the Goodyear Hotline. The Lakers are calling it a right Achilles strain. We'll talk about it with Woj here in 1 second. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Woj joins us now on the Goodyear Hotline. If you're wondering, the Lakers are off today. They'll be back in action against Minnesota tomorrow. So, Adrian, what's the latest here on Anthony Davis and the injury suffered last night?
Well, I was told there was some swelling on that injury last night after Anthony Davis went back to the locker room after banging legs with Nikola Jokic, and he's going to get an MRI today. You heard Davis last night say, you know, that he's going to have to be, knows he needs to be cautious with this injury. He had missed two games, you know, comes back and re-aggravates it. And so I think you could expect to see him sit out a while here. Now, how long that will be remains to be seen. I was told there was no sense there was any structural damage last night, but that's why you get the MRI today. And, you know, certainly for the Lakers, this is, you know, the only thing you feel sometimes that could derail them would be an injury to Anthony Davis or LeBron James. And so certainly they're going to be protective of Davis, and we'll see how that MRI turns out today.
Woj, how could this AD injury change things for us come trade deadline?
I don't think so. I mean, I think, you know, if you're the Lakers, you know, I think they've nosed around on, you know, kind of, you know, the good role players that might be available out in the marketplace. But, you know, you're not really, you know, there's no replacing Anthony Davis. And if he's got to sit out a week or 2 weeks or whatever it is, maybe it's a few days, I don't think it changes how they would approach the deadline. I think there's certainly, if you're the Lakers, I think you may wait and see what the buyout market looks like. Players, you know, who get bought out of their contracts, who don't get traded at the deadline or get traded somewhere where they might just be a contract throw into a bigger deal and become available. And, you know, that's a way, if you're the Lakers, you don't have to give up any assets in a trade, whether that's draft picks you know, whether it's first or second rounders. And so I don't imagine this impacts how Rob Pelinka would look at the trade deadline. I think there's, you know, optimism that this is an injury that can be managed and the Lakers are going to have to manage it.
Giannis misspoke calling the Jazz the best team out west. What's the reaction been? What's the reaction been around the league about Giannis's misstep there?
I think the Jazz are playing the best basketball in the NBA, but that's obviously two different things from being the best team. But listen, this is a formidable Jazz team, and this is a team that's really been built to play a lot of different styles. They've got size, they've got shooting, they play elite defense, and they've got a good home court advantage in Utah, in the altitude, in the postseason. Those are all things, you know, that, you know, you like your chances with, and they have superior coaching in Quinn Snyder. But, you know, certainly we've seen this Jazz team in recent years, you know, get out to big starts, not quite like this, but you've seen the depth of this team really shine through, and obviously Donovan Mitchell, Rudy Gobert playing some of the best basketball of their career.
Rhodes, we'll see if Donovan Mitchell can live up to the expectations of Shaq. We have All-Star Game coming up March 7th, Sunday. What's the latest you're hearing about that, my man?
Yeah, Jay, I think the league and the union are finishing up details on all the health and safety stuff, on everything that's going to go around, not just the All-Star Game, but that mid-season break for players and the rules they're going to be under to try to keep infections down as the league starts up its second half around March 9th, March 10th. And so I think you may see an announcement, perhaps as soon as today, but certainly today or tomorrow from the league about it. You know, the one thing I was told is, you know, they're going to do everything on Sunday night, no more All-Star Saturday night. So the skills competition, three-point competition, and I'm told a dunk competition that is likely to be at halftime of the game on Sunday night. And I know one player that the league is would like to get in the skills competition, LaMelo Ball from Charlotte, who, you know, very likely is headed toward the Rookie of the Year.
Smart. I mean, it makes sense to bring one of your biggest social media phenomenons to one of your events that kind of launches the league. But, Woj, you talk to so many players on a day-to-day basis. Your podcast is incredible. Saw the last one with Gordon Hayward. Have you gotten any sense from any players that they may not want to go to this All-Star game, considering all the circumstances of the pandemic?
Yeah, I think especially among the elite players, there is an enthusiasm. They've said that publicly. But, you know, listen, I think a lot of guys are still – I think most, though, see it as an obligation that they may not like it. They don't in this year. They would rather have the time off. But that they're going to go, and we'll see how much any guys really play. And then there's, you know, that next tier of player who might be trying to make their first All-Star game, or they've only made one in their career. You know, there is enthusiasm among that group. You know, they would love to play in an All-Star game. This is an opportunity perhaps to do it. And so I think as we get closer to it, I think more players, you know, I don't want to say they're going to get excited about it, but I think there are more guys who are resigned to the fact, you know, that they've got to go, they've got to show up, they've got to at least play minimal, you know, give some minimal minutes in Atlanta.
Yeah, it's ironic that Kawhi is the biggest superstar, that says the least, but he said the most when he said, folks, it's all about money. We know it. That's the deal. The NBA trade deadline is March 25th, so we keep an eye out for that. Woj, thank you very much.
Thanks, Woj.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks a lot, Woj.
Love that. Standalone, one night, let's get it all done. If the guys don't want to be here, let's keep them for the minimum amount of time we have. All right, is it time for J.J. Watt to move? Fellas, let's just lay in on this. And coming up at the top of the hour, we'll talk about another Texas-size trade that could be in the works, courtesy of Stephen A., who threw something out really interesting this morning. Jamiz Marvin, wherever he wants, but the Colts getting a QB would make them a nice spot. That's kind of your thing, Key. Keep him in the division, see him twice a year, make him regret what they don't have, and then not
Tennessee.
Just Watt, yeah, and add to it.
Yeah, but they're not giving, they're not allowed Deshaun Watson go to Indianapolis.
Sergeant Hulka. I like this, Jay. The Lions. But he says, I can't come up with a legit reason.
Other than just being a fan of your squad. Please come to my squad. No reason why you will really do that, but it doesn't matter.
Yes, and at BG underscore SGP. Why do you have to make it so difficult? Cleveland, great tandem with Garrett. Very good team that's very close to having a great defense. Gets to see his brother twice a year. Three times possible. He's talking about a playoff matchup like we had with the two this past season. On the way, Stephen A's big Texas size trade. We'll break it down.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.